The bottom of the conduction band is a minimum, and the minimum looks like a parabola. So near the bottom of the conduction band, you can just fit it to a parabola, and then to get the curvature of the parabola correct, you use an effective mass. And then we can calculate the density of states near the bottom of the conduction band, because we already did this problem of calculating the density of states for a parabolic dispersion relationship in the free electron model. So I took my slide from the discussion of the free electron model, and at that time we determined that the density of states has some prefactors here, which has got this m in it, and this m is going to determine the prefactor, so we use the effective mass here, and that will determine the prefactor for the density of states. And the density of states grows like the square root of energy. So in three dimensions, it grows like the square root of energy. And the density of states near the bottom of the conduction band also grows like the square root of energy.